bass melodica is like the standard melodica's clunkier, but cooler cousin. The bass melodica functions in the same way, but requires a lot more air to its size and depth of pitch. The bass melodica is the lowest instrument in the plastic orchestra. The bass melodica has a range of nearly 2 octaves, and it ranges from F2 to E4. The sound is reminiscent, but buzzier and darker than the standard melodica. As you can hear, the bass melodica is a bit unwieldy. You can hear that the action is slow because of how much air the instrument requires. I talked to Devin, who played bass melodica in the plastic orchestra, about some of the challenges of the instrument.
Yeah, it's a beast, man. Like, that instrument, like, took so much more air than I thought it would. It was really fun. I was like, wow, this, like, it feels like playing bass trombone, where it just requires much more air than I thought it would. The bass melodica is a pretty crazy instrument for a lot of ways. I think something that, like, you really had in mind and talked a lot about was air pressure and air flow. The bass melodica is really crazy, both because it requires a lot of air, but there's a certain, like, approach to your airflow that I actually, like, had a bit of trouble with when I was starting to play it. Just because if you don't use enough air, you don't get a sound. But if you use too much air and it's going too quickly, none of the reeds resonate with it. So, like, sometimes I came in late because of that.
The slow action of the instrument and the sheer amount of air that the bass melodica requires can result in pitch bending or sliding, especially in the lower range. It also makes it really difficult to play super fast and agile passages on the instrument. However, the bass melodica can do a lot of really cool things, and I think it sounds amazing, especially when it's doing harmony. Something that composers should note about the bass melodica is that its overtones are very powerful. Listen as I just play the low F and C, and then an F major triad, and then an F minor triad. You'll notice that the major third harmonics are so powerful that by the time I play the minor chord, it actually sounds quite dissonant. And also, when dissonance occurs, the harmonic beats get very, very strong.
I was a big fan of flutter tonguing with the bass melodica, and also a big fan of playing really dense chords in the lower register, like, so much so that, like, there wasn't, it sort of, like, was wheezing, like, it was like, blah, and, like, this nice, like, really dense cluster. Like, I really like those two sounds in particular.
As Devin mentioned, it is possible to use the wiggle tonguing effect and to flutter tongue on the bass melodica. You can also do the cool pitch bending effects, especially when done on purpose. On the bass melodica, it comes across super clearly and super powerfully.
And also just how the different notes across the instrument sound differently, like the notes in the upper register sound a lot, or at least, like, a lot easier to come out and come out louder, at least for me.
It's definitely easier to play fast melodies in the higher register of the bass melodica.
It's really fun instrument too, because I think that even though, like, the intonation can be a little bit wacky, it has, like, a really nice sound when you play chords, I find.
I agree. I think the bass melodica is super cool. It has such depth and power to it, and it serves as a really great foundation to a generally high-pitched ensemble, which is what the plastic orchestra is. The bass melodica also has huge timbre variety as you go from the low to the high end, making it both very exciting to listen to and really fun to write for. I'll leave you with one of my favorite things the bass melodica can do. which is what happens when you play a large chord that spans the full range. The higher tones emerge first, and then you hear the bass coming in underneath, supporting the whole sound. And I think it's really cool. Oh, I don't have enough hair to do that. Let's try that again. There we go.